afternoon, and welcome to the David Right Wing Show. I know it's been a while since we've had a podcast, but with the constant changes in my living situation, I found it to be quite a struggle to get a recording done. So, for a brief update, I will not be doing a live show for the time being due to the shutdown of the University of Minnesota Morris. However, if you do like the live content, be sure to let me know, and I will see if I can do a live stream on either YouTube or Facebook. But that said, this change in recording does create a few complications, as I'm no longer at the KUMM studio. I've had to change my recording medium, and now I'm recording in my garage with a gaming headset and my laptop. So, everything being said and done, I do look forward to giving you guys weekly conservative content once again, with the show being uploaded every Thursday, with the exception of this episode, which I hope to have up today, April 27th, 2020. Alright, so now let's move on to the title of this episode, the Corona Special. So, as you may know, the majority of states are in a mode of reduced operations due to the call for social distancing and individual quarantine during this coronavirus pandemic. Today we'll talk about the different complications that come with these operations and a few interesting facts that I've found during this time. So, for the first complication, let's talk about the economic collapse brought on by the shutdown of the American economy. And this is going to be primarily in the state of Minnesota where I reside. So in the state of Minnesota, wow, that was weird. Governor Tim Walz has issued a stay-at-home order, which threatens punishment to the majority of Minnesota businesses if not executed. And this punishment is a $25,000 fine if they do not shut down. So the businesses that are exempt from this order are those deemed essential by the governor's office, including medical services, child care providers, police and fire, construction, critical manufacturing, and others. This order makes it so the majority of Minnesota's services are shut down, including a large percentage of small family-owned businesses, including the one owned by my parents. For those that don't know, my parents own and operate Clip and Nip Grooming and Boarding in Rochester, Minnesota, which is a dog grooming, boarding, and daycare facility. It's businesses like my parents that are struggling during this pandemic, not the big corporations that are allowed to stay open. These reduced operations have also impacted the restaurant business because they have been reduced to carry out only. These issues have already caused turmoil in the state of Minnesota, with protests continuing in front of Governor Walz's home in St. Paul, Minnesota. Meanwhile, there remains a rumor that these reduced operations will continue well into the month of May, possibly continuing until the 26th of May. This is different from Governor Walz's previous statement stating that we will be reopening our economy on Monday, May 4th. There has also been an extension on the stay-at-home order to May 13th as of right now. All right, and let's move on to our next segment to talk about the social toll that this pandemic has had on America. So, in Rochester, there has already been the cancellation of the first month of Thursdays on First, which is a weekly celebration taking place in downtown Rochester on First Avenue and Third Avenue, with a large collection of vendors and musicians. We have also learned of the cancellation of Rochester Fest, which is the largest celebration in Rochester. This week-long celebration employs a large number of broadcasters, food vendors, and performers who will all suffer in its absence. There's also been a rumor of the Olmsted County Fair being canceled, as well as the cancellation of the Minnesota State Fair. These cancellations will have a huge toll on our society, both economically and socially, as these large gatherings increase the sense of community in our area. Now, let's talk about a few interesting topics that have been passed up by the hashtag fake news. Let's start with the idea of flattening the curve. So, I'm sure you've all heard of it. It's one of the countless coronavirus buzzwords, but the majority of broadcasters have been getting it wrong. The idea of flattening the curve isn't to stop people from getting the coronavirus. That's where they're wrong. The idea of flattening the curve is to slow the spread so we don't overwhelm our healthcare system. I'm going to say that again. Flattening the curve does not mean stopping the coronavirus. It doesn't mean stopping the number of cases. It means slowing it down. Next, let's talk about the politicians in our society who are not only surviving this pandemic, but are thriving. So many of you know that insider trading is illegal. It's a form of fraud. in the United States. However, you may not know that insider trading law does not apply to the politicians that make the laws. So, that's right, you heard it right. The politicians are able to participate in insider trading. This means that a large number of these individuals have been making a profit off the pandemic by investing in companies like 3M and Medtronic and any company that produces PPE or personal protective equipment. They've made millions of dollars off of this pandemic. And now we'll finally wrap up this episode. It's a little bit shorter than normal with the a few ways to improve your overall health. So, a great defense against the coronavirus is a strong immune system. And while I'm not a medical professional, I cannot deem what you need. I will say that the best way to strengthen your immune system is by making sure you get the right vitamins and minerals, which include vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, and zinc. You get the majority of these through a healthy diet, but if you must choose, you can use supplements, and if that's not possible, you can get the majority of these from common things outside in your environment. For vitamin D, just being outside in the sun will allow you to process the vitamin D that you get from your food. And then for vitamin C, if you have pine trees around, white pine is a great source of vitamin C. You take the needles from the white pine tree and you steep it in hot water and you can create a tea out of it, and it's very rich in vitamin C. We used to do that back when I was in Scouts. Vitamin A can be found in dark leafy greens such as wild plantain, as well as brightly colored fruits and vegetables. Dark greens are also a great source of zinc, which also helps boost your immune system. Getting outside will also help boost your morale with these few days left in quarantine as we move into a brave new world with this coronavirus and no outlook for a vaccine as of yet. All right, and that's it for this episode. If you like my content, be sure to like and subscribe and check out my Twitter and Facebook at David Rightwing, or email me at davidrightwingshow@gmail.com. That's davidrightwingshow@gmail.com. And I'll also be posting that in the description of this video. In the meantime, make sure to shop small and support local businesses and entrepreneurs. Also, be sure to broaden your taste by checking out different forms of content, whether it be a new musician, trying out a new recipe, or a new exercise. And like Matt Carricker from Demolition Ranch puts it, do something today that will make you better tomorrow than you were yesterday. Alrighty guys, thank you and have a great day.